The Brexit issue has been a thorn in British Prime Minister Theresa May's side. Not only that, the process leading up to Britain's exit from the European Union is taking a toll on the entire country, with still anyone's guess on how that situation is finally going to be resolved. We're going to find out what people in Britain are saying. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Sky News reporter Enda Brady. Enda, it is always great to talk to you. Washington Post today, editorial, "The Quest for Brexit Has Killed Britain." Too dramatic?
No, do you know what? I totally agree with that headline. It is killing every aspect of British life. It is extremely divisive. Have a dinner party, invite some friends round, and then you find out someone voted for Brexit and someone didn't. And it kills the atmosphere, it kills the room. You have families against each other. Everyone has an opinion. And it honestly, it's like having Donald Trump in the room. Some people love it, some people hate it, and we're all in the room, and we have to deal with this, and it is going nowhere fast. You know, what have you got? Maximum 4 or 5 more years of Trump. Brexit could go on for another decade. That's what we're looking at.
What is the release valve here, and any way out?
The release valve, ultimately, is Britain deciding what it wants. So in the referendum, 52% voted to leave the European Union and 48% voted to stay in. What needs to happen now is some sort of an agreement. Do we have another referendum? And if people decide to stay in, others are saying, well, hang on, what do we do then? Best of three? You know, where do we go from here? Companies are leaving the UK, jobs are being lost, investment is not coming in, and the whole of Europe is looking across the channel, looking at Britain and laughing. You know, I was in Italy for 4 days at the weekend. I spent a long weekend in Venice. I met Americans, I met Germans, I met Spanish, I met Chinese, the whole world. All anyone is asking the question, what's going to happen? They don't know, and you know what? We don't know.
Which leads to my next question about the power center in Britain. Who could rise above it with a coherent voice? Who's going to bring the different sides together?
Well, look, everyone is saying if there was a decent opposition, if there was a man or a woman looking powerful and confident and coming up with ideas and options and offering Britain a different choice, that person would be absolutely nailed on to get into number 10 Downing Street. It's not Jeremy Corbyn, because he has kind of flipped and flopped and he's come up with ideas, and he keeps saying that the way forward is a new general election. A lot of people feel the way forward is a second referendum. It's huge. Something needs to change. There is a massive impasse here at the moment. Theresa May is heading off to Europe at the end of the week, Thursday, Friday. She's going to a European Council summit meeting. And she needs them to help her, because she is completely hamstrung. Parliament is paralyzed, and we are going nowhere fast. And, you know, business needs answers. Where are we now? March 19th, March 29th, 10 more days from now is when Britain is due to officially leave the European Union. And we have no idea if that is going to happen or not.
And always great to get your perspective. That's Enda Brady, who reports for Sky News.